Next person is Charlie Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, Johnson. That's her date of birth is 10-11-52. 73-year-old gentleman was seen today for face-to-face evaluation. The date I want you to put on this is 7-16-2025. Charlie lives with his fiancee, Deborah. Patient is currently in hospice with a history of heart failure. Patient has oxygen, both portable and a concentrator that he uses whenever he's not he's traveling or going to doctor's office. He tells me that he's short of breath at all times. He works. He had an appointment with an eye doctor that was very difficult for him to get to, but nevertheless, he felt like he needed to go because his eyesight is getting so bad at this time. He says, "I can't breathe. I don't want to go blind at the same time, period." He is a MAC, 26.5 centimeter, left side. His other comorbidities include hypertensive heart disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, chronic COPD, chronic pain, peripheral vascular disease, neuropathy, myelopathy, lumbar region, urinary tract infection recurrence. Patient has a bouts of confusion, PPS score of 40%, confusion most likely related to his hypoxemia and his CHF along with his COPD. He's not sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day. Did I say a patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today? And did I say that this face-to-face will be shared with hospice medical director? And also, I would like to say that patient is currently in his third benefit period from 6-14-2025 to 8-12-2025, period. Patient's blood pressure today was at 150/93. LTRUSAT is 93%, currently on 3 liters. Has a chronic 1 to 2 plus edema, right 1, 2 plus on the left side, non-dominant. His LMAC was at 25 centimeter today. He appears to have issues with air hunger and anxiety related to his CHF. He belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4 with shortness of breath at rest. He also has a nebulizer treatment. He gets his nebulizer treatment on a regular basis. As a matter of fact, he runs out of his albuterol liquid neb treatment to be used in the machine more frequently now because he's using it more frequently. We'd like to get more liquid medication. He eats 60-70%, his wife tells me, his fiance tells me, at this time, which is diminished and associated with his weight loss as well. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of his disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.